and perhaps share that on some level. We'll see what they want to say about that. So now we're up to part two. Let me see. Oh, Allison, that's right. We've got to get Allison going. So how may we help you, my friend?
Thank you so much. My kids need me. a message, please.
Sure. And say your first name, please.
Allison.
And say it one more time.
Allison.
It's so funny. When you said, my kids need me, what I immediately got was to include the kid part of you. So when you keep saying, my kids need me, I just got, oh, they certainly do. They certainly do. So your job, and say your name again, please.
Allison.
Is to honor that place of good knowing. It's almost like the message tonight where there's a, God, put words to this. Allison, say your name one more time, please.
Allison.
It's going to sound like tonight's message, but really with emphasis, trust your own knowing. You don't yet, fully appreciate your endowment. So as you will, and say your name one more time.
Allison.
Thank you. As you will honor your own spokesperson inside, as you will honor your own truth, as you will honor your own feeling, your own acknowledgement, you're going to experience accelerated motion, advancement, beyond. It's just like what they said. It's so funny you're going first because I feel like I'm repeating everything they said. So like instead of going through linear, like dun, 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 what you're doing is permitting the download of relevance. You're permitting yourself to return to your sacred wisdom. I can't even begin to explain to you how fast you're going to start proceeding. It's almost like you're going to start getting into, well, I think I'll take this course, or I think I'll look into this, or whatever. And you're just going to get your feet wet, and suddenly you're going to move on to the next thing and the next thing. The reason being, I gave this example to someone a while back, and here it is again. The reason being, it's like what you need to receive, you don't have to stay for the whole course. You don't have to stay for the whole book. It's like you just receive what you need and then you're off again. So it's not that you're being flippant. It's not that you're avoiding.
Wow.
It's that you're proceeding so fast that once you receive the energy, you come into agreement with it and you don't have to sit for the rest of the thing. It's like off you go to the next. So that's what I feel like. And to understand that it's like when you get a taste of it, it would almost be like, if you ever heard of like the channeling say that Jesus went to Egypt, he went to Tibet, he went to like the best masters around the globe and trained under them to bring him to that top-notch position. So this would be like him, you know, spending a day in Egypt, and it's like, okay, I remember now, and then going off to that next thing. That's how I feel about you. It's like you're receiving it and on a level beyond the conscious. So don't feel like you're being lazy. Don't feel like you're not honoring the instructor. Whatever it is, like trust your own energy, trust your own intuition. I hope that makes sense.
That literally happens and is happening. Yeah.
Okay. Literally. Awesome. And do you have a question?
I think I kind of have a question. I felt like I got a download last night during the meditation, and then today I woke with some anxiety and some clarity, but also just like I feel so tired and burned out and heavy.
I'm giggling because I can relate at times.
Yeah.
Okay. So the question is.
Actually, scratch that. The question is, now I remember, Is there anything for me to understand or learn about Atlantis? Because when you said Atlantis at the end of the pyramid, my energy just woke up and relaxed and was like, yes, that's what we're working through.
Okay. One moment. And say your name again, please.
Allison.
It's time to remember. It's time to remember. You're not a beginner. You're not a beginner. So what you're doing, and say your name one more time.
Allison.
Well, I'll tell you this. I was like, why am I saying Allison, having you say your name so often? When you're saying Allison, you and I, even though I'm talking on the physical and I feel like a person, and you seem to look like a person, every time you're saying your name, you and I are exchanging relevance. In other words, there is energy that's being offered to you on a placement beyond the, they're saying the frontier, beyond our five senses. So there is a lot of recognition and assembling occurring behind the scenes.
When you said my name, I felt that. Something shattered in me. Yeah.
Every time. So as far as what to do with all that, you're really where you're supposed to be. You're drink room temperature water, nature. But you're being, I know this sounds weird, but you're being reassembled. You're being reassembled.
Yeah.
So it's really, and you're going to notice it, like you are processing a lot. You're going through detox is what it is. You're detoxing the old energies. You're processing a lot. But then you're going to notice just when you think, maybe I need to take my temperature or something, like the very next day, you're suddenly going to feel better.
Oh, I've been getting chills at night. Yeah, for like 3 or 4 days in a row. And I'm doing a detox, a cleanse right now as well, about cleanse.
You're right on schedule. So you're gonna have those dippy kind of feelings, I call them. But then as soon as you're done with it, you're going to find that you're at a new level.
Cool. That's exactly what I needed. Thank you so much, Nicole.
Mwah. Love to the kids. All right.
Love you guys. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, Kim.
Hello.
Hi. How may we help you?
I'm just like coming in and out. Like my, I don't know why my mind goes here, my mind goes there. Even when you were doing your opening, mm-hmm. which I'm always like, I have to re-listen to it. It was so good, but I kept drifting. Maybe I'm just tired. But I would love a message first, please.
Sure. One moment. And say your first name, please.
Kim.
And say it one more time.
Kim.
This is about honoring the self, honoring the soul. Part of the reason you're drifting in and out is because you're learning how, how to put this in words. You're learning how to tolerate indifference. What I mean by that is as you're moving through what I would call soul retrieval, there's some past injuries maybe where that there's no accident you were drifting in and out, let me say it that way, and it has to do with you reconciling some past infirmities, some past injuries or perceived injuries, so let me see what I have to say about that. And say your name again, please. Receive your endowment of love. Receive your endowment of love. So I literally have dolphins with you, just supporting you, loving you. This is about permitting that, I can't get that word. Kim, say your name one more time, please.
Yeah.
Thank you. So as you open up to love's vibration, as you open up to love's consent, I literally have you in like in jail, in prison. You're being sponsored, you're being guided to your true innocence, to your true claim, to your true establishment. Gosh, I still have these dolphins with you. They're helping you to heal. I don't know what it is, but when I see the energies, it's like, what would you call that? Oh, gosh, give me a second. It's like a tear in the etheric energy or whatever it is. But it's nothing that you need to be concerned about as much as allow there to be true healing. So in English, allow your higher self to guide you. Allow your higher self to abide by all of your needs, all of your wants, all of your desires. As you will allow the gift of that love, really, to feel that love, to feel that daily comfort, that daily vision. And Kim, say your name one more time, please.
Kim.
You're going to, you're just going to respond to the healing. So there's a healing that's awaiting you. Gosh, now I'm looking at these fairies. I know who brought in fairies. They're here. Now I understand why they were here. I was like, there are a lot of fairies hanging out here. They're here to support your knowing. So in English, trust the process, trust the weave. They're saying, trust the weavers, the weavers, trust the weavers. Your job is to receive love in all its myriad of forms, in all its myriads of dosings. And they're literally showing me, like when my son used to go trick or treating, like you go to each house and each house brings you candy, like dosings, like to receive everything in good value and good commodity. And then I feel like you're just going to spontaneously receive the downloads, receive the healings, receive the nurturance. But something about the message, there's no accident, you're going in and out. And to know that it's divinely perfect. It's just divinely perfect. There was sometimes, I forget who it was. It was Joseph in the very beginning and somebody else, that as soon as we started the attunement, they would just fall asleep. They would just go right out and fall asleep. And it was exactly what they were supposed to do. But you've got, specifically, you have fairies that are guiding you. You also have dolphins. You also have this angel, this beautiful angel, may I add. And the card that I just pulled is wisdom. So your higher self knows exactly what it's doing. Let me just pull final outcome on this whole thing and say your name again, please.
Kim.
Crown chakra, there you go. Beautiful. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. You really do. But the assistance that you have is so, oh gosh, it's just so remarkable. I mean, it's just like, how do I explain this? It's like you're an expert weaver, is really how I feel. I know this sounds weird, but, oh God, I don't want to make a gory or whatever, but just imagine like a surgeon that injured themselves, that it's like, I'll take care of it. I know how to stitch this up. That's how I feel about you. I just feel like, oh gosh, when I just said that, I had energy going through my entire body. It's like you just come so connected, prepared, supplied. So trust the process. They're saying you're in good hands. They're winking at you because you're aligned with your higher self. So you're in good hands. Wink, wink. It's so, so beautiful. So I hope all that makes sense. Just trust the process, everything in divine order. And your question?
Well, I was thinking that maybe I'm going through some kind of dark night of the soul kind of thing, although I thought, how many of those do I need to go
through? Right.
every card I was pulling recently, even though like we finally went to Publix and we did really well. Like, my daughter and I wasn't even that crowded. We got almost everything we needed, and we're, like, inspired to go back out shopping at another store. We didn't go today. But, like, I'll be laughing at something really funny on Facebook. This comedian that I tune into, and he's really funny. He's crude, but he's funny. And then the next thing you know, it's like you think, like, I don't get my cycle anymore. I'm in menopause several years, mm-hmm. right? But I used to be the biggest basket case. You know, I had endometrial ablation several times. I used to put me out of commission big time. Like, I suffered. Mm-hmm. And I was like Linda Blair, you know? And then I'm feeling like it now. Like, I came home from shopping with my daughter, and, like, there was a package at the front door, and I opened it. It was like from some financial advisor that my husband went to a class to a couple years ago that he didn't use, because the guy was looking for, like, probably very high profile people, right? He probably told my husband, oh, like, you're good, you're doing good, whatever. So he sent something. The chocolate in the box was melted, and it was like some popcorn and a soy candle, and it was a Corona relief package. I wanted to kill the guy, because he wrote a letter in there saying that all his clients only, like, lost, like, in the single digits or something like that. And my daughter's like, oh, he's probably just desperate and saying that because, yeah, you know, how come he's, like, the only one, you know, like, anyway, wanting my business. And I'm like, I just lost it. And I was like, I want to, like, shove the package up his butt, the guy, you know. But then to this morning, I was like, maybe I should call him and just pick his brain and say, like, did you ever go over my husband's profile? And what was your assessment? And because I never hired an advisor, because my husband died. I was, like, in a whirlwind, not knowing which end is up. And then this happened. And then now I don't even, like, people were trying to get my business, and they didn't know what I had or didn't have. They just hear widow, married to a dentist, and they think, oh, you know, they assume. Mm-hmm. My husband didn't set things up with anybody to help me. So I've been feeling very vulnerable in that department, okay? Mm-hmm. But this morning I actually got up, like, early morning, and I feel like best in the morning when I get out of bed and see the sun. I felt like I got my power back. And then at the end of the day, all of a sudden I feel like I have no power again. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm helpless. So I pulled a card, even when I was feeling good today, I pulled a card, helpless and hopeless. I pulled the nine of something with a dead guy on a coffin on the traditional tarot. Mm-hmm. And I pulled heartache and loss, about all of them about losing someone who died. And I said, maybe they're trying to get my attention that I need to do some more grieving. Because I was feeling, I don't know, did I hear this? Oh, it was in one of the cards about not just feeling like you've lost somebody, but also feeling that somebody's harmed you. And I do feel like there's some things that, like, had things gone differently, I would have been knowing what to do, but I feel, like, harmed by my husband, because he was always like, oh, you'll be fine if something happens to me. You and Rachel will be kissing my butt when I'm gone. And I'm angry. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, because I don't know who to trust. I don't know what, and most of us don't know who to trust or what to trust anymore, though the messages are all over the freaking place. And so I'm angry, and, like, so, and then today a different pool guy shows up than my normal guy, that the one guy I hired. I'm like, this different man's doing my pool, and I'm looking at him. And then, like, later on I went out there and I see there's a hole in my screen door, mm-hmm. that looks like the hole of maybe like a pole went through it. And I'm like, I just had the guys here Saturday finally fixing my screens, and there's a new hole right where an animal could get in or my animals could escape. And I was, like, going to call up the pool guy and say something, and I held off. I said, I listened to Esther Hicks the other day, and she lost it with someone who did something on her property, and then she had to go and apologize. I don't want to ruin relationships right now, so I actually held it in, and I said, I'm not going to call right now because I might say something I'm going to regret, and then my pole will turn green because I'll have no one, you know, and I don't know who to hire, and maybe the guy wasn't feeling all day. Whatever the reason was, I have to go about it in a nice way. Hey, there was someone else here, it's not you, and he was in and out, mm-hmm. fast, and now I have a hole. I don't, but not accuse him, say, I don't know if it was him or not, but it wasn't there the day before. But it was just like, this set me off. Like, it just, I could put tape over it, okay? I could duct tape it. Like, I duct tape something else. Duct tape is my new favorite thing, okay? But I just lost, like, I'm just explaining to you what happens. Like, just, it became like the hugest big deal.
Okay.
And that's where I'm at, like a person with their period.
Okay. And say your first name, huh?
Kim.
And say it one more time.
Kim.
Open up to a new perspective, open up to a change of heart. So again, this is about coming to higher placement, releasing false value. And the false value is feeling like a victim. So you're correct that you're holding that energy of feeling victimized by the situation, by the pool guy, by the deliverer of the melting chocolate. So understand your power. I mean, really, the way to look at it is, wow, you know, when I hold that energy, it really gets blasts everywhere. So you're healing your consciousness. On the one hand, it's the husband and not leaving things in better order. But on the other hand, what you're really doing, because remember, in the true metaphysical level, you were dreaming this whole experience. So what you're doing is you're healing yourself from your own nightmare. You're healing yourself from your own woundedness, because it's like the woundedness of the ego. So as you realize how you're creating, this is real metaphysical, Kim, but as you realize how you're creating your own suffering through your allegiance to that belief, you have, and they're showing me you tying the knot with your beloved. In other words, you're a master healer. And what is coming to you is an offering to take your establishment, your consciousness, to a new level, to a new realm. Now, when I say new level, I suddenly felt like a new person. I can't even explain to you how I just have energy I didn't have 10 minutes ago. That's where you actually exist right now. So that's what they're helping you to attain. So yes, if you need to grieve more, if you need a release, if you need to hit a pillow, I don't know, whatever it is that feels appropriate, or a professional, whatever, would suggest. But after that, what you're doing is claiming your destiny. It's like you're coming, you're going to be claiming your true realization. In other words, you're not the ego. The ego is the one that believes in separation. It's the one that's dreaming the belief that you can be victimized. You're coming into ascended grace. They're showing me the High Priestess card, where you are overcoming those odds, where you're coming into your true stakes of claim. And releasing that victimization. That victimization is believing that we're separate from our divine self, we're separate from spirit, from God. And so with that, people can harm us. That's what this whole 3D is about. So you're not unique in that. It's just you're swinging a heck of a lot of power, and you're in the process of releasing that belief. So you've come a long way. You have, put this in words. You have a further claim. You have a further destiny. I literally see your higher self. They are so proud of you. So, so, so proud of your due diligence, of your daily effort. So the more that you can see, and just sort of play with it, when you realize that when you have those days, when you have those feelings, life is, and trust me, I play it both, I feel it both ways, I promise you. But when you have those higher awarenesses, life is actually coming from us. It's sort of like all experiences are neutral and life's coming from us. So we paint what we put on or plaster on to all experiences. So if we're still holding wounded energy, we're still holding victimization. I mean, we all do, but the thing is that you're teaching yourself true acquirement. In other words, you're spiritually graduating. So you're moving to those places, those planes of self-realization where you're becoming conscious of how consciousness actually operates. So just be, they're saying, be kind to yourself, be patient with yourself, be loving to yourself. But they're going to start helping you and seeing and showing and helping you self-promote. When you really realize like the energy that you hold, the belief that you hold, and how that just travels the distance. So in other words, we call forth experiences, whether we actually we attract experiences that confirm the belief that we're holding, or whether we color experiences to see experiences from a certain point of view. That's what mastery is about, is learning how to connect the dots and relieve ourselves. So in your own time, when you feel led to listen to that message that came through earlier, that is available. But I feel like, and say your name again, please.
Kim.
You're being supported in just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful ways. And may I just add, you hold a lot of power, a lot of power. So that which still needs healing, it's going to show up in really goofy ways. Like you'll attract things nobody else can attract. Like who attracts a hole in your fence after you just had a fix? Like nobody, but you do. Screen, sorry. But so just notice it from the standpoint of how powerful you are. Like you, it's just how I feel. Like you're going to start. You're not even going to start. It's already happening. You know that. Like you, goofy things. Like nope, that doesn't happen to anyone, but it happens to you. This is the point. This is the point. Because if you can notice that power, then you can really start understanding the mechanics of consciousness. It's like, wait a minute, this isn't by accident. How is this happening? So they're saying play often, enjoy. You're just loved. They keep emphasizing that. But you literally have dolphins and fairies supporting you right now as you move through these energies. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, that helped. I'm the girl who also put on a new roof, only one in my neighborhood that put on a new roof that shopped for 2 years and interviewed everybody and wound up getting the nicest roofer, but it leaked.
So what you want to look at is what beliefs you're holding. That's what I'll leave you with.
I don't want to be that type of attractor anymore.
There you go. There you go.
That's exhausting.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Go beat some pillows.
Okay. Hi, Jenny. How can we help you? Did you have a question, Jen, or are you just hanging out?
Me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, just a message, please.
Okay. And say your first name.
Jennifer.
Power. Power, 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 power. So there is no accident. That card, I think I'm just going to put that card. It's copywritten. I guess I can't. Anyway, I just keep seeing that card every time I give a message lately. It says power. She's blowing with her power. There's no accident that you're coming after Kim in the delivery of the messages, because it's the same thing as far as you learning about your power and learning how you manifest, how you create. So again, oh my gosh, I will say this, you are on the fast track, my dear. You are on the fast track. Now, when I just said that, I had energy just shooting through me. So really have pride of ownership. You have a cougar or a puma. I don't know what it is. It's not a lioness. It's going to be a puma or a cougar. I don't really know which. But they're with you. It's gorgeous. Gorgeous. It feels like a talisman or... oh gosh, it is supporting you. Oh my gosh, it loves you. Aww. I don't know that I'll ever let you go. I've never seen it with you before. Well, you're being helped. You're being helped. It feels like a guide. Like it's not just an animal, and it's not even just like a totem animal, though I'm sure that totem energy is supporting you right now. I feel like there's some kind of personal relevance in regards to why he's here. But it's like he's protecting you. He's protecting you. He's with you. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. All right, let me see what else I have to say to you. And say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
There's some, you're with these women. Jennifer, say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
Thank you. So there's some lifetime when you were, it seems like you're teaching. You're instructing women. And you're teaching them like spiritual truth, spiritual, it's like some kind of society or there's something very significant about why those energies are coming forth, because I feel like who you were then is like that aspect of you is stepping forth with you being a teacher, with you being instructing ones of like the way of truth, of the way of truth. So this teaching energy is going to be very relevant to you now. And say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
You actually are a teacher, right? You have a degree?
Yes.
Yeah, that energy is really stepping forward now. There you go, four foundations and achievements. There's the house of foundations and achievements. You just look like the energy of you, it's all about you being the teacher right now. That energy is very important right now. See what else I can tell you. And say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
Thank you. You are really going to be coming into your own. And you have a lot to say, may I add. You're really going to be coming into like your own, I don't want to say importance, but your own relevance. And the process you're going to be going through is going to be very important for you on a number of levels. Like, it's not just the first level. It's sort of like what I'm doing here. It's like I'm giving messages and I'm helping people. But as I do that, I keep evolving. I keep evolving because in order to get forth the message, it's like I have to stretch myself. And I have to evolve. And I don't want anyone to go home empty. So in a way, like I push myself. I don't know if that makes sense. Let me explain that. I grow. Because I really want people to get everything they can. So without even realizing it, like I keep evolving. So what you're going to do on one level has significant consequences on levels that you're entitled to that at first glance you won't even realize. Like it's important for reasons beyond like that first level. You're gonna evolve, you're gonna change. You're not gonna be the same person is what it feels like. I just feel like you're moving into a new, almost like a new start or a new period or a new category. Really beautiful. Like your development is just going to take off with like, you're not even going to realize it. It's like, oh my gosh, like I feel different. You will be different. And say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
Oh, it's good. It's very, very good. It's very, very good. I'll tell you the truth. It's really quickly, as funny as it sounds. It was getting like a little bit too much doing the attunements every single night. And the groups and this and that and that's when I was like, everyone can come to the it finally dawned on me, why not just have everyone come to the regular groups, and that solves the problem for whoever wants to join. But what I realized is through that intensity of like every day delivering messages, I actually grew, and I learned a lot. That's how I feel about you. I feel like you're moving into an accelerated phase, and it's very, very purposeful. I hope that helps.
It does. I have two questions in regards to that, if it's okay.
Sure.
One is that the teaching aspect in regards to my children?
And say your first name.
Jennifer.
It just feels broad stroke. It feels like, I don't know if teacher is an archetype, but if it were, it's like the archetype of teaching. So it may be teaching of the children. It may be teaching, just teaching in general, in all ways, in all respects. So my feeling is like you'll see it play out everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And the other question I had is, the first time I ever connected with a guy that I could like get a name to or anything a few years ago was Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. And she's a shapeshifter, and I feel like she actually might be an aspect of me, or me in a, well, Push is an aspect of me, but like me in a previous lifetime. Mm-hmm. And she just kept coming to mind when you were first giving me my message. And I was just wondering, I've always been curious if there was anything else around that that you could share.
One moment. And say your name and her name.
Jennifer Esmeralda.
Yes, you are her, and the card I get is wisdom. There you go. So your question is there more I can share in regards to it? And say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
The other card I get is universe. Yeah, everything I just said.
Yeah, when you're talking about the puma and the
cougar.
Puma or the cheetah or cougar. I just felt like it was her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she comes forward a lot.
Yeah. It's good, yeah. Sweetheart. Oh, I'm so happy. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's very good.
Very much.
Absolutely. Hi, Helen.
Oh.
Hi.
Can I please have a message?
Of course. One moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Helen.
Don't hold back. Allow yourself to be shown. In other words, my very strong feeling is what is going to be coming through now. There's no accident that you came after Jenny. What is going to be coming through now are some like God-inspired offerings, some God-inspired ideas. Whether you just get a flash of awareness or just a feeling of something to look into, to try. And say your name again, please.
Helen.
Thank you. So again, it's sort of like piggybacking on the last conversation we had where you're submitting to a higher self. I feel like you took that message to heart, literally, and that you're now going to be receiving offerings. So when I pull a card, love begins. This is just the best because you're at one with your higher self. This is the best.
Wow.
This is the best. So you're really learning. You're really learning. And I say this like you just finished listening to the teacher there, and now we're up to you. You really are learning. You really have honored the process. And so now get ready for the enjoyment. So listen, open to receiving. You're going to notice that you're going to be receiving in a new way. So I'll just share my little story. So sometimes if I have a situation, I'll start brainstorming in my mind the answer. Well, maybe this, maybe that, maybe I should do this or whatever. But again, it's all literal. It's all from my mind. And then when I just release it. I just release it and I just trust that I'll be inspired. I'll suddenly know things I never would have known from my mind. I'll suddenly, like, that's what I should do, or insights. That's how I feel. And say your name again, please.
Helen.
So this is about following the path of the heart, the way of the heart. You have tremendous value, and so your opening is so beautiful. I literally saw like this, like your heart opening, and this little songbird came out. It's like, wah! So this is really, really good. So pay attention to that higher advice, that higher response. It could be as simple as you suddenly feel inspired to call somebody or text somebody that you haven't been in contact with for a while. Like it can start slowly. Like it doesn't matter what it is. It's a little bit like that beginning message where we're following that higher guidance and developing that relationship. But what I can tell you is you've made significant strides. Like I feel a shift having occurred. So I don't know if it was like yesterday's energies with the full moon and all that or what, but a shift has taken place. And so now, and say your name again, please.
Helen.
Thank you. What they're saying, you're entitled. You're entitled. So you're learning how to receive that higher occurrence. I'll just tell you from personal experience. I can do it both ways. When I'm linear, I'm not receiving higher guidance. I'm really not. I mean, they won't let me really get in trouble, but I'm really not. So, but when I'm in that higher occurrence, that higher value, Spirit will talk to you all day long. When I say talk, it's like you're being guided. You really, really are. That's what you're attending to. So I don't know what you're going to receive, but I know that you will be, and I know that they're helping you to stay plugged in. So you're at a great advantage now. You have, you're doing your work, I should say. And say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
Your destiny. Wheel of Fortune, destiny. So it's good. It's good. It's good. And do you have a question?
I do. Actually, yesterday's message was really strong, so thank you. And the new moon, I believe, shifted. So towards the end of this call, I started getting really sleepy, so it was very interesting. But my question is my connection with Atlantis. When you mentioned Atlantis in the beginning, I was like, yay. It made me happy.
Yeah.
So can they tell me some more on that?
And say your first name?
Helen.
And say it one more time?
Helen.
Thank you. You were some heavy duty, I don't know who you were, a scientist, someone of great wisdom, great abilities. When I'm saying this, I'm feeling my crown chakra like all lit up. Great expertise is what I would say. I feel like that's what we're in the process of right now, is like assimilating that grace. In other words, integrating that those downloads, integrating that awareness so that we can return to our natural status. Sometimes when I see like all the dolphins spinning around Kim or whoever it is, it's like we're already going to work. So we're not waiting to graduate, we're actually assimilating. Like it's actually happening now. And the more that we get comfortable in our light bodies, in other words, attending to the light being information. So that's what we're doing. They're showing me like as if we all subscribe to a new newsletter, like we're all subscribing to the new vocation. And so it takes a little bit of adjustment as we return to our new normalcy. But you were very, God, I feel like a, when I say a scientist, I don't mean like a boring one. I mean like one that was really plugged in, high voltage.
Oh my goodness, I just remembered, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay.
I was told that I was an orator and I'm one of the biggest orators to help that help everybody.
You're very plugged in, very knowledgeable. Yeah, very, very,
I just remembered.
Yeah, when I say knowledgeable, again, I mean like of the higher knowledge. So you're learning how to align with that. And I just feel like they're very pleased. Like you're doing your homework. Like I'm literally, they just give me movies so I know what's going on. And I just sit seeing you like as if my son was doing his homework, you know, like you're sitting there doing your homework. And so he's getting up in grades now. He's like moving towards the end of high school rather than the beginning. And that's how I feel about you. Like you're moving into these higher studies, these higher learnings. It feels very good. Yeah, I don't feel like you need to do anything more than, they're saying attract evidence, but what they mean is, again, we're coming from a culture that you know, the mind is everything, the intellect is everything. And so we're learning how to shift gears. So it's like if you're driving in United States and suddenly now you're driving in England, you're driving on the different side of the road, we're learning how to shift gears. But my very strong feeling, this is channeled and it's just my feeling, is this going to start happening very rapidly now, like beyond our understanding how rapid things can start shifting now. I feel that very, very strongly. And I've never, Helen, let me just say, on record, all this time I've been doing this, I never felt that way before. But now it's like, it just feels like it's around the corner. It's in like our minds can't understand how quickly it's going to start shifting. So that's what we're learning to do. We're learning to, I don't want to say step it up as if there's like an urgency, but step it up in terms of the availability. Like we still don't understand. And I remember channeling this even 6 months ago, where they would say like, we still don't understand what's available to us. But now it's really available to us. So as we sink our teeth into it, as we open up and subscribe, we're there. But when I tune into you, man, do you have higher wisdom? I mean, you really do. You really do. You know you do. So what you're doing is learning how to accommodate it. In other words, instead of it being like something on the shelf to use on a rainy day, you're learning how to be present with it. And you've just taken a tremendous step forward, a leap forward. They're correcting me. A leap forward. So enjoy the rewards of your efforts.
Yay! Thank you so much.
You're
That's
welcome, sweetheart.
Fun.
You too, sweetheart. Hi, Perry. How may we help you, honey?
There.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. How may we help you?
You're on fire tonight, so I thought I would tune in and see.
Sure.
You got a message for me, too.
Okay. One moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Perry.
Practicing things anew. Every time you say Perry, I keep hearing prepared. But practicing things anew. What they're helping you do is build up your strength of relevance. So let me give you an example. Sometimes, like if I'm just low energy or a little tired, I will just see things sort of lackluster. Like nothing's terrible, but nothing's stupendously fantastic either. It's just sort of there, you know. But then spirit will kind of just sort of nudge me as if to say, you can do a little bit better than that. And I kind of get the memo. And so when I feel that, It's like graduation day. It's time to take it up a step. And how I do that, how I proceed is, how do I explain this? It's almost like I have to direct traffic in regards to my thoughts, in the sense of put this, like deciding to be positive or deciding to be happy. And it's almost like a decision. Like it's not there already. I bring it forward. So it's like, almost like when we do the gratitude list or the blessings list, it's sort of like that, but kind of bring it all together. Like, why are we doing that? It's like to emphasize the positive. So there's this, like, they're saying an extraction of loveliness. So in English, it's like we're an artist and we decide what paint to put on our brush. We decide what paint to put on our brush. And so when we get, I want to say lackluster, it's sort of like our consciousness, they're showing me like flabby arms that are only getting more flabby that the gym's been closed. But that we just kind of get accustomed to a lower acceptance. And so what they're helping you to do, and me included, of course, and say your name again, please.
Harry.
Thank you. Is they're helping you prepare. So in other words, it's like if you were an art teacher or whatever, it's like you would get the brushes ready, you would get the paints ready, you would have an idea what the class is going to paint. So it's sort of like that forward motion, that forward momentum, that self-assurance. So in my words or my experience, it's like when spirit comes to me and it's like, okay, positive, please. And sometimes I really have to put the spin on it. And it's almost like a will sort of thing. Like I have to will it. But what I realize, this is what they want me to explain to you. What I realize is I can do it. So it's not that it's laziness. It's just, and they're showing me if you stand at attention, like soldiers or whatever, it's like, okay, stand at attention. So as you will salute your own better half, your own higher self, your own relevance, your own influence, and really to have like justified pride for who you are, what you've endured, that it's like I'm still here. And just have that appreciation for the strength that you possess, the love that you possess, the endurance that you possess. What you're going to find is it's going to take you up a notch. That's what they're helping you to do. Because you want to remember that this is a game of frequency. So every time we step it up in frequency, we claim it, we intend it. And so many teachers have so many different ways of saying what we're saying here. So, you know, sometimes they're like, focus on the next good feeling thing or whatever has been said. So it's the same thing where you take a bit of ownership. You take a bit of direction rather than just accepting wherever your consciousness happens to be, or in my case, like my arms that need firming up. It's like really toning up your emphasis. And you're going to find that as you commit to it, spirit is right there helping you reinforce it, helping you nail it. And you're going to realize that you have a lot more momentum, a lot more strength, a lot more endurance, a lot more confidence, ability to put yourself in that positive promotional value, that positive stance, and most importantly, stick it, nail it. So it's like sticking a landing if you're a gymnast or something. And say your name again, please.
Harry.
They're helping you identify your new establishment. Like in other words, I literally have the two of wands where it's like stakes in the ground and helping you move into your new placement. And so I'll be the first one on record to say that it's a skill that I have first learned how to attain. This is after years of doing channeling groups, quite frankly. Like, I never really understood that through just a little bit of self-motivation, how you can really shift the frequency. And the frequency is everything. It's worth thousands and thousands of dollars. You know, it's like, you don't need the diamonds, you need frequency. You need to learn how to really align your frequency, because that determines outcome. So you want to remember, like, all these different dimensions, they're all in the same location. And as we align in frequency with our highest note, so we all have this range that we've acquired. And so as we play from that higher frequency, that higher range, like equals like, that's how we pull in the new offerings. And when I say the new offerings, I want to explain this to you. When I tune into you, they are there already. That's the reason you could go get a psychic reading and someone says, I see this in your future, because it's the energy's there waiting. It's waiting for you to come into agreement. And this is how you come into agreement. So there's a little bit of, I don't want to say heave-ho, because that sounds harder than what it is, actually. It's more so of intention. It's more so of intention. And even if you feel very far away from it, just intending to come closer, you start traveling. We are not educated. We're educated in all the things that absolutely positively do not matter, because we emphasize the intellect. So that's how we're trained. What we're learning how to do and is really training of the heart and training of the intent. And that's where, and say your name one more time, please.
Karen.
You're coming in, they're saying you're coming into your destiny. My very strong feeling is that you're going to start really understanding this, and you're actually going to be teaching it to others. I really feel that way. Like, you're going to really be learning this, maybe in ways better than even what I'm saying. And then you're going to be showing others. So I hope that helps. Do you have any questions?
I think the push-pull comes with me and my kids,
mm-hmm.
and particularly my son right now.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were talking about the Atlantean energies with Helen,
mm-hmm.
I know that he probably has very strong connections with Atlantis, and I'm probably more Lemurian, maybe.
Okay, say your first name and his first name.
Perry, Doug.
The more you can appreciate him as a soul rather than as your son, that will help soften whatever you're experiencing. He seems like a little stubborn. I don't know how else to, I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean like he'll dig in his heels kind of thing. The more that you can see him as a fellow soul traveler, it's not that you're still not the parent or anything. You still are. You're still, you know, responsible. But the more that you can see him from a distance, in other words, like, ask to see him in his true spirit, ask to see him in his true relevance, because when we remember that we're all equal and we all come into these agreements to play these roles, to act out these roles, and we learn, both sides learn a lot through the relationships, through the journey. But the more that you can kind of distance yourself a little bit, have those meditative times or just hold that intention to see him as a fellow soul traveler, you're very, very intuitive, and you will start receiving awarenesses that will sort of soften, I don't want to say the blows, but soften some of the energies that you're experiencing. So the more that you can kind of step back and see the bigger picture, I mean, in a way you're actually doing it, saying he's a Lannian, you know, I'm Lemurian. But you actually have, and say your name again, please.
Harry.
Thank you. You actually have opportunity to take it further. And that will help you a lot. That will help you a great deal, actually. Let me see what else I can tell you. And say his first name, please.
Doug.
You also can work with him energetically. So in other words, remember that there's a lot of communication that occurs beyond the spoken word. So as you will communicate with him from like your higher heart to his higher heart, or from your higher self to his higher self, and you really just do that through intention, that will support things as well. So it's sort of like on along the same lines as we were indicating earlier. And of course, prayer for him to hear his spiritual guides, covering him with white light, seeing him like the expectations theory. So like seeing him in his best, or seeing him succeed in whatever shifts, you know, that you're hoping to occur. You're very powerful spiritually. And they're saying don't take it for granted. Like, in other words, you can do a lot to support the exchanges or his journey energetically, beyond just the facade. In other words, beyond the superficial, beyond the words. You've got a lot of powers. They're saying in reserve. So you've got a lot of power, a lot of influence. So he will receive it. He will receive it. I hope that helps.
Yeah, well, I'll give it a shot. I'll talk to you again in a few days.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. So much love to you, sweetie.
Thank you, you too.
You're welcome. Indeed, we surround each with our love, our appreciation, and our gratitude. Until next time and beyond time, we remain. Namaste. So thank you everyone for joining, for listening, for opening to your evolved status. Many, many beautiful things on the horizon. You had to think, you know, when we go through some of the earth events that we're experiencing, that there's a blessing, there's the light on the other side of all this. So that's what's being extended to us. That's what we're accepting. It's important that we accept it, receive it, integrate it. So just so much, the energies surrounding each of us are just gorgeous. The only way I can explain it is if you ever look at a crystal where you're just memorized by the energies and the colors and it just speaks to you. That's how I feel about each of you when I tune into your energies. So thank you for being here. Tomorrow evening, I lose track of days, right? Friday is the free attunement. So at 7, if you're so inclined, we will be back tomorrow. So thank you so much. You're welcome.
Thanks, Nicole.
You're welcome. So much love to everybody.
Have a nice night.